Her Tzvirah in the bottom of Ein Gimel and Aleph, the Gemara was discussing, introduced with Rava, the
Ein Gimel
and Beis. That's good. The Gemara started discussing earlier in the, on the daf about Rava's position, which is that Eidim Shehuchushu V'Sof Uzmun Ne'eragim. That Rava believes that Hachosha is Chila Tazamahi. Right, that Hachosha being contradicted, Eidim that are being contradicted, is just the beginning of a process in which they could become Eidim Zomimim. It does not preclude them then from becoming Eidim Zomimim. He brought a proof, we brought a proof to Rava from a Braisa. And now, Abai is going to have to deal with this Braisa. The Braisa is the time. So the Braisa that we said is Meidani Bishploni, Shesimet in Abdo, Vipilacheno. That these Eidim come to testify that this person knocked out the eye of his Eved and then knocked out his tooth. Share Rav Omer Kain. The Rav agrees to that, that the master agrees to that. Benimtu Zomimim. And then they're found to be Zomimim. Meshalmim Dmei Ayin Le'Eved. They pay a Dmei Ayin to the Eved. They pay for his eye. So he said, hey, tell me, what's the case over here? Because you have a number of issues that the that have to be dealt with. Why, first of all, they're only paying for an eye and not for the whole Eved that they freed. Why are they, why is the Rav agreeing? What are all these different aspects of the Braisa? So Rav says, sure, we can explain this. So this is Atu Beitre. The two people come along and say, Hipila Cheino, Sima Eteino, right? That they knocked out his tooth and then knocked out his eye. The Vai, Mesavle Rav, Dmeino, because in that instance, the master will be chayav to pay for an eye, because that was the second thing that happened. The chain got him free, the ayin got him to the payment. Then, Atu Beitre Misa, aye. Then two other Eidim come along and say, Eino, Vahadar Shino. They reverse the order. They say, first is Ayin, and then is Shane, and then is two. So now they reduce the amount that the master doesn't have to pay. He only has to pay for a tooth, and not for an Ayin now. To become a Chashishle, Kamai, then it's the eye. But now we have that the first set of Eidim and the middle set of Eidim are Muchashim. They're contradicting each other. Once they've contradicted each other, both sets of Eidim basically are wiped out. They're not, they basically wipe each other out in terms of Eidut. And what we have left, we said, was the common denominator between them, and that will be that the evidence is free, and that you pay for it to make shame. Right? And then, that's behind us, Rav Omer Kain. That's why the Rav, that's why the master likes the situation, because he's paying for a tooth, and not for an eye. And they play for my comrade. But Tani, Benimtu Zomimim. Then we have a third set of Eidim that come along and make the second set of Eidim into Zomimim. Right? So, Mitzi'ai, Mishalim, Zimei Ayin, Le'evit. They pay the Zimei Ayin for the Evit because they had reduced it down to a shame and not an ayin. Right? Shmamino, Akashat Kaletha Zamahi. That's the position of Rabba. You have three sets of Eidim in this case. The first set says tooth, then an eye. The second set says eye, then tooth. And the third set comes along and says the second set was Zamahim. And we say, even though the first set and the second set are Muchashim, nevertheless, the third set can make the second set into Eidim Zamahim. So Amar Abai, Abai says, look, Dabchinu ve'azminhu. So, the case here is that they flipped it, and they made him into Zomimim. Says that it doesn't have to be that there are three sets of Eidim over here. You could really do this with two sets of Eidim. How do you do with two sets of Eidim? That, first of all, they can, the second set of Eidim can come both disagree with the first set of Eidim, and make them into Eidim Zomimim. They can say, you, the first set of Eidim that spoke, Imanu Ayitem, you were with us. So you're Eidim Zomimim, but not, that's okay, but not only are you, were you with us, but also the circumstances are the reverse of what you said. Not only is it not, you know, Ayin and then Chain, but it's Chain and then Ayin. So they do both. Instead of having three sets of Eidim where you have one set saying, Chain then Ayin, the second set saying Ayin then Chain, and then the third set coming and doing the Azama, Abai combines, right, basically the first and third set, saying that they both disagree with the second set of Eidim, and they are amazing at a set of Eidim. That's all. So now, Mimai, how does everybody know that this is the case? So if you look in Rashi, so Amar Labai Lo, just last Rashi on the New Gimel Mabed, Idu Kukushu Adidei Kati Shona, Shuv Ein Kashli Shit Mizimi Natan. Ero Kanami, the way you were set up, Rava, there can't be Hazama, because once the first Kat disagreed with the second Kat, third cat coming to make them into Eidim Zomimim does not work. V'hocha, k'she'ein sham kat bishona, elahim. There is no first set of Edim in this case. They are the first set of Edim, these Edim. V'kashalach, d'mei Eved l'rav, v'ayli shlumei. If that's the case, then they were the ones who were freeing the Eved. V'apagagon shekashni ah, avchinu v'azminu. Shemru lahem, oto ayom, shatem omim mimanu ha'idem v'makom ploni. Right, first of all, on the day that you said that you're testifying about this situation, you were with us. That's one. But on another day, it did happen. The ifchai was the opposite, Abba. The mimonopsha, that no matter what, Eved nopis the chevut. Right, because either way, the Eved is entitled to go free here. Right, v'hei mishamin lo d'me'ayin, shuratsu l'havsi dope, because that's what they call it, right? V'neichalei l'rav, v'neichok b'heino, v'tein lo d'me'sheino. The better situation with the rav, he goes out with his eye, then he goes and has to pay her too. V'kasha, and behold, v'rishonim heim, ma'yam ma'afdilei. Right, what loss did they cause him? If they're really the first ones, what loss did they cause here at all? Right, halacherut abimafkile. He was going to go free anyway. When the second set of Edim come and say that he goes free, then what they said that he was going free, in Okanami, that, right, that's what he was entitled to do. He really, the Eved was entitled to go free. But Kateh may Eved the Rav by the Shlume that come in. Right, so then they should pay for the entire value of the Eved, because until they come along, the Eved was going to be held, right, by the Adon, and their testimony freed the Eved. So they're first ones to come and free the Eved. So why is it that they're only paying for an item here and not paying for the entire amount? So the answer is, of course, that the second Edom are involved here. When the second set Edom come and Avchinu, as well as being made to them, they also free the Eved. And so therefore it's going to be, that's what he says, Rashi says, the Gemara is going to answer this in a second. So we might. How do you know Abaye's position is right? Means it's safer. Because the second half of the price does. But Meipach, Ba'azama. Because the second half of the price, there has to be a case of flipping Ba'azama. So too is the first case here, that the same set of Edom that are Mezim are also Mezim. The Tani Seifa. What's the case in the Seif? Me'idanu et ish ploni, she'ipil et shenavdo, v'sima adeino. He knocked out his tooth and bribed him. Sharia Eved Omer came. And the Eved agrees. V'nimsa zomimim. And nimsa u zomimim. And they're found out to be zomimim. Mishalmim t'me'ayim. They pay for the t'me'ayim. L'rav hechidami. Right? So what, So they paid Me'ayin to the master. Hey, tell me, what's the case here? Idla kamozaluhu, but right, if the second set of Edom don't agree with them, right, the chavlo klal, that there was any sort of injury here, right, then to make kule evid l'rav by the shlumile, then they have to pay the full amount of the evid, because they freed an evid. And if the second set of Edom don't agree to that, then that means that they were mishakrim, right? Shita, the kamozu kuhu, b'chavlo. That both sets of Edom agreed that there was some hitting that went on here. Udekap chinu v'adminu. Cases that they flipped. The second set of Edom came along and disagreed with the order in which it took place, and they remained in the first set of Edom. Hey, please tell me. Again, what's the case here? Edekama akwea kure b'nei rich, right? If the case is here that the second Edom came along and delayed the freeing of the Eved, akate d'me Eved the rabbi yishlume, then they should have to pay again a full amount of an Eved, Zechi Mechai V'Lei L'Gavra, Kate Gavra L'Avar Chiyubuhu. Because when they freed the Eved, the Adon lost his Eved because of their testimony, he wasn't rightfully supposed to go free at that time. It was their testimony, right, that caused him to go free. The way Rashi formulates it. Right, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that, we'll get to all of these issues, how they reconcile between the Seif and the Reisha. But Rashi said over here that the Gemara didn't ask this question, and that the Gemara is going to get to it and get to the question. That's where they're getting to it right now. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Rashi, the way Rashi formulates this, he says that they came on Sunday, right? When they came on Sunday and they said, listen, you know, this Eved was hit by his master, and was hit by his master, he knocked out his tooth, and he blinded him. And then you have a second set of Edom come along and say, Imanu Aitem, that never took place. But on Monday, what actually happened was that on Monday, it was the flip side of this, which is that Monday, it was that he knocked out his eye and it knocked out his tooth. So they were testified first, and they said Shane and then Ayan. So the Shane set him free, and then Ayan is what they're paying for. Now these new Edom on Monday. Okay. These new Edom on Monday come along and say, listen, Imanu ate them on Sunday, so you couldn't have testified about this. But what really happened was that he knocked out his eye first, and then he knocked out his tooth. So he's only chayev for Edmei Shein. That's what Rashi formulates. But the problem with what Rashi's formulating is that...
And they said that he did that on Monday, right.
So the problem, and this is what the Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, the problem with Rashi is that when they testify, it really doesn't matter. The Eved is a free man at this point. They really are not causing any loss to the master because, in the end, the Eved was supposed to go free. At worst, they freed him a day early, but that's not even the case because they testified on Wednesday. Everybody says something on Wednesday. So they're saying on Sunday this happened, and the second day they didn't say it happened on Monday. And when they're testifying on Wednesday, the Eved is already a free Eved. So what are you gaining by that? The way they look at that, the case has to be that the Edom are testifying. These Edom are testifying, and they testify prior to when the second Edom say that he actually should have been freed. So the case is on Sunday, they say on Sunday he hit him. They come and testify on Wednesday, and then the new Edom come and say that you're the following Sunday, say you were Edom Zomim, and only happened on Friday. It happened after you testified. And then if it was after you testified, then he wasn't, when you testified to free the Eved, he was not a free man, he was not a Bar Chiyuva at all to go free. So your attempt, when you made him a free man, there was no reason for him to go free at that moment in time. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you look in the Gilin HaShas, on the side, Rabbi Kiva pointed out, it says, "Bekachuli, ba'zeh lo ba'ed shlumei tchiyidu haya be'emet chayav." When they testify, in Ochanami, he should have been a free man, because the second set of Edom say that he's also a free man the first time, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, when the Edom testifies, it doesn't matter what they say, because he should, even according to the second set of Edom, he should have been a free man at that time. That didn't cause him any loss. But rather, if you skip down to the bottom of the Kibir, it says, "Habalei the Rashi the Quraish, the Makoresh Omrim, Shachar She'idu Naseh Hamaseh." That the second set of Edom would come and say that the actual incident took place after the testimony of the first set of Edom. Right? So that's why, when they testified, the Eved was not supposed to be a free man whatsoever. So when they testified and he's not supposed to be a free man whatsoever, then they're trying to do something that is, he's not, shouldn't have happened. So when they testify on Wednesday, and they say it happened on Sunday, and the second set of Edom come on the following Sunday and say, "Listen, you were Imanu Aitem, you couldn't testify about the previous Sunday." But not only that, it happened on Friday. But if it happened on Friday, it happened after their testimony on Wednesday. If it happened after their testimony on Wednesday, then when they testified that Eved was not obligated to go free, or shouldn't have been freed, and therefore their Chayav, in their Zomamim, in the sense that what they were trying to do, they were trying to free an Eved, that was not a Bar Chiyuva to be free. So at this point, from what we understand until this point, they're freeing a free man, and so they're not doing any, they have no impact. These Edom technically have no impact. Right now, the Gemara says, because when they come to free this Eved, he's not yet a Bar Chiyuva. He wasn't supposed to be free yet when they come to testify. So they're testifying about an Eved that should go free, right, even though he is supposed to be an Eved, as opposed to a case where if they testify that he was already freed, right, he should have been freed already, and they testify he's freed, then they're talking about a free man. Ella, the kamatadme kdume hani batra. So the case is here is that the second set of Edom that come along preempt the first set of Edom. Right? So now, what does that mean? That means in this case, the second, they testify that on Monday, he went ahead and hit him, knocked out his tooth and then his eye. Right? Now the Eved is free, number one, and number two is that the Adon has to pay for his Me'ayim. The second set of Edom come and say, on Wednesday they come and say, first of all, Manu Hayitim on Monday. That could have been. But on Sunday, the day before they testified, in Ochanami that it did happen, but it happened in the opposite scenario. Just first he knocked out the eye and then he knocked out the shame. Now again, when they testified about the Eved, he was a free man already. At that point, he was a free man, so they didn't do anything in terms of freeing the Eved. The only thing they did do was change the order of the Shein and the Ayin, and therefore they're going to be chayav for that compensation. The extra amount they would have caused the Adon to pay to the Eved was because they testified with an Ayin instead of a Shein that happened second.
So, in the country, it's less.
Right. Well, he should have paid less, right? Here they're paying for the rock, they're paying for the Adon.
Okay.
Right, so when they pay the Adon, they have to compensate him for the iron that they caused him to pay instead of the shame. Wait a minute, if he didn't, wasn't omit the din yet, right, then they still should have to pay, right, the full amount of the Eved. Why? This is Shaul's question. Wait a minute, if they still haven't come to din yet, then when they're freeing him, he wasn't freed yet. Right? Why? Because, so what I said...
That's the bonus of the zone that he has, that no one gave his
nobody gave his answer, but, so what's the benefit?
In the economy, no one, you should have been Mishulcha.
Right. So that's, or I answered Mishulcha before in the card, that you know, the Evan's really a free Evan. Right? And then, you're freeing a free man. So why should Gemara didn't have anything to do with this? Well, Rashi points out here, right, that the case is, if you think, what's the advantage? Well, he's not always the din, the adon has one advantage. And what's that? If you look at the Rashi, the wide lines in Rashi, before they get to the widest lines, this is, you know, right before there's two lines that are less wide, it says in the middle of the line, it says, umodet. He could have come to Beit Din and be modet, and umiftar. The modet is not this, but the word. Freeing an Evet because the tooth or his eye got knocked out is a knack. So modet iknas is patur. So the advantage of not having been omit the din is that the adon still has the ability to poter himself to get out of having to free the Evet. So therefore, it's not a foregone conclusion that this Evet will be freed over here. Because if the adon shows up before the Evet, it's modet iknas, it's patur, and the Evet will not go free. Until now, we assume that if the Evet was hit, he's entitled to go free, right? Irrespective of whether anybody testifies, anything that happens, he's entitled to go free. Right? She said that's not all scenarios are not that way. There's a scenario where he won't go free.
But that doesn't say anything. If that doesn't say anything,
and until
Evet
comes, he could always.
All right, so here we have Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, like, Shaul, which is Rashi says, it's motive to cannot go to war. The possibility that the Adon could be both there himself here is enough to say that he's not a free man. And therefore, you're not freeing a free man, but you're freeing his slave. Tosfos says, like, David a little bit, which says, wait, he says, Tosfos writes right away, in a time, mishum di'iyah, v'boyah, v'yachal, 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 v'yachal. So that can't be the reason, because that's not what happened yet. That can't be the reason. What is the reason? Tosfos says, the reason is this. Hakam came to Amad Medin, lo chashvin the gavah bar yuvya le'inyan knas. Knas is not an automatic thing. Knas, you're only chayav once you're Amad Medin. Knas, you don't say that knas applies to you once the injury or once the damage happens, and therefore the Evet is a free man. It requires an Amid of Medin in order to have the knas be chayav. That in order for this Evet to be free, it's not just because you hit him, he is free. It must be an Amid of Medin. At the moment they testify, they were trying to free a man who was a slave, and therefore they were trying to cause the loss to the adon of the entire amount of the debt. And also not only afterwards, but this is something, when they testified, they had no idea that later on the adon was going to hit him, and then actually go free. That they did not know. So when they testified, they're trying to cause him a loss. Now the Gemara solves the problem, and deals with this issue, and says, no, El was Amad Bedin. And also he was Omei Bedin. Now what is the case now again? What happened here? Amad Bedin. Is that the first set of Evet came, these Evet Gomimim came along and testified that he knocked out his tooth, then his eye, and the psak din, according to them, right? They have a psak din that this Evet goes free. And he's entitled to go free, and he has to pay for this Dmei Ayin. Look at Rashi, Shem Amad Din. Rashi, it's the wide line, the first wide line of Rashi, Amad Din. Ala Kabalota Lalu Yidei Edim Acherim. Totally separate Edim came into Beis Din. Right? Acher, Bechiruvu. In a different Beis Din, Aniyah, Ha'evet Ubarak. But they obligated the Adon. So they came into Beis Din and said, this Adon hit his eye and then his shame. So the Evet decided to go free, and the Adon is Chayav. Or I don't even know if he hit two things. If he hit one thing, and this Evet is entitled to go free. Basically, a third set of Evet, totally free, independent set of Evet, came along, hit the, and say that the Adon hit the Evet, and the Pesach Halacha, that the Evet goes free. Takes off. The Adon and the Evet takes off with his Evet.
Perhaps
the Ikaate Balim, come on. How long behind you lay Hoda'ah? At this point, the Hoda'ah of the Balim is irrelevant. This is according to Rashi, the Sheet of Dough. Right, according to Tosfos, you have a Gemara Din now, so that he's guiding the Knas. According to Rashi, it's because there's no longer an ability to say Modi Knas is Patur, because you already have a Pesach Halacha against the Adon. This Evet comes to another basin and it says, listen, I look up here, he knocked out my tooth, and he hurt my eye. And I already took you to basin, I'm a free man, plus you owe me for the eye. Baby Adim Elu Al Kah. So this set of Adim.
These
Domimim, Hebrew, these false witnesses they get brought. They get brought now, but Atta Sadeh, Achinu, Bapchinu, Barmu, Lo Kheshu, the Beis Din, Elu, Meshane, as Minu. So these Beis Din, first of all, so you have three sets of Beis Din. The first set of Beis Din testifying Beis Din is Sakal off according to them. It's Eved is free, and he owes him for his shame. He owes him for a tooth. The Eved shows up in a new Beis Din and calls up witnesses to say, you know what? He knocked out his shame and knocked out his eyes. So now the third set of Beis Din come along. This third set of Beis Din say about the second set of Beis Din. First of all, Imanu Aitem. So you have no clue what happened in that first Beis Din. And number two is Afkinu. They're going to flip it. What? They're going to flip it and say that, first of all, not only is it not that he was, you weren't there, but number two is that it flipped. It's May, it was first of all, it was Ayin and then a Shin. Now, what are the second set of Ayin remaining to Zomim? What do they owe? All they did, what was that second set of Ayin doing? That he was a free already because they had a Sakal Akhla from the first Beis Din. So they were freeing a free man. So they clearly weren't freeing the Evan. So the only thing they did was cause them to have to pay for an Ayin instead of a Shin. So that's why they're going to be chayav here for an Ayin instead of a Shin. So that's all they did. That's the case here. Again, according to Rashi, there's three sets of Beis Din. The first set of Beis Din freed him in another Beis Din and caused him to pay for his shame. Second set of Beis Din reversed the order. So again, they're freeing a free man. So for that, they're not chayav. What they did make him chayav for is ayin instead of a shame. That they're chayav for. Third set of Beis Din come and corroborate the first set of Beis Din. And they corroborate the first set of Beis Din and say that the second set are zomimim. Right? So first of all they did now is say that the Beis Din zomimim, all you tried to do is make him chayav for an ayin instead of a tooth. So that's what they're going to be chayav over here. So that's what everybody agrees. So Abaye and Rover are going to suggest over here that the case, or at least that the case here, is that the third set of Adim, there are three sets of Adim here. There are three sets of Adim here, but Abaye says, what's the case of the third set of Adim? The case of the third set of Adim is that they both make the second set into Zomimim, and they are Machish, the second set of Adim. So Abaye says, if that's the case in the Seifa, make that the case in the Resha. That you only have, but in the ratio you don't need three sets. In the ratio you only need two sets of Adim to create the same case. And because of that, the case in the ratio is where a second set of Adim came, and both were Machish, the first set, and Megdim. And they flipped the position of the first set of Adim. That's what by Adim say that he was freed by an eye, and he had to pay a shame.
Okay.
And then the second set of Adim, who are the Zomimim, come along and say, no, it was the reverse order. They say, no, it was, he knocked out a shame, they knocked out an eye. And not only is he free, but they owe him for an eye, not a shame. Then you have a third set of Adim come along and say, listen, first of all, your Adim is only me. You were never there. So how can you testify about this case? Number two is, it was the reverse. He was knocked out of an eye and freed him, and his shame is what he's kayak. Those middle set of Adim, those Zomimim, all they did was add the additional amount that he has to pay for an eye instead of a shame. He was a free man from the first set of Adim, and those were valid testimony as a free man. So they didn't free the Eved. The Eved was already free. The only thing they did was say that he chayav him an eye now instead of a tooth. So they were increasing the amount the adon had to pay. He had to pay for an eye instead of a shame. Now, so Amalei Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika, the Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika says to Rav Ashi, Zukyu the Rav Mehecha. Where is Rav's proof about his position from? It says, is it Ilim of Reisha, right? If it's from the Reisha, Reisha mitam mitkacha shem mitsa'oi. So it says, in the Reisha case, who said that the middle Ke'edim are being Muchash? Kevan Zilo Mizame, Zazuta Kavatayu. Right? If they were not made into Edim Zomimim, right, then the testimony would be like them. Kakaima Zina Kavatayu. Right? Pastina. Right? That, who says, first of all, that the Din has anything to do with them? Right? Yesh Bechlal Matayim Mono. Because what is the case? Remember the case in the ratio. Let's think about the case again in the ratio. The case is that the first set of Adim came along and said what? First set of Adim came along and said that the Adon hit his tooth. And then hit his ayin. So he goes free with the tooth. And then the Adon is now chayav for an ayin. The second set of Adim, then we see ayin who's coming to Zomim. What do they say? They say no. That he's chayav what? It was the other way around. He was chayav.
He had to pay the tooth.
Right, he had to pay the tooth. Right, that the second case was the tooth, and now it's ayin. He's free with the ayin, and now paying the tooth. So now, when we pass the halacha, are we passing based on their testimony or not? And is it the testimony of the zomimim that are causing us to give this psak halacha? The answer is no. Why? Because the first set of adim already gave or came to the conclusion of the basin could be from this first set of adim. Why? Number one, he's free. From the first set of adim already, he's free. The only thing the second set of adim came along and says that the second thing that he owed was a tooth and not an ayin. Now again, based on the first set of Adim, would he have passed at least a tooth? The answer is yes. Why? Because we said this before. This is why we said yesterday in the daf that he paid for an ayin, he only paid the incremental amount. Ayin and a shame. So all these Adim Zomimim are basically corroborating what the first set of Adim said. They're just adding on an additional amount that he should be chayiv, and in the end he doesn't pay that amount. Oh, he ends up, the Psach Halacha of the Beis Din is what? He goes free and he pays his Dmei Shein. Now, if he goes free and pays his Dmei Shein, you could have gotten all that information from the first set of Beis Din. The first set of Beis Din gave you all that information and entitled you to all that money. The first set of Beis Din entitled you to go free because you hit his tooth out. And the first set of Beis Din entitled you to at least the tooth because they said it was an ox. So at least the tooth's worth you were chayav. So the second set of Beis Din didn't cause the Gemara Din. They only caused, right? It's the first set of Eidim that caused the Gemara Din. That's what the Gemara is. There's a free man being hit. It's Kabbalah. But in Kabbalah, he's saying that Bechlam Ma'an Amatayim. I mean, that the, at least, if you testify that there's a shame now, then at least the first set of Eidim said at least an ayin. They said more than, I mean, at least a shame, I'm sorry. They said at least 100. Say a shame is worth 100, and an ayin is worth 200. So when the first set of Eidim came and testified, they said, listen, he was free because he knocked his tooth out, and you owe him $200, or 200 shekel, because he knocked his eye out. The second set made him come along and said, listen, he was hit his eye, so he's a free man, and then he hit his shame, so he owes him 100 shekels. Now, when the second set made him did they sway the din in any way? Did they change the din in any way? No. I mean, they reduced it, but they didn't change it, because the first set made him set him free, and the first set made him said he's at least chayav 100 shekels. They said he's really worth 200, but at least he's chayav 100 shekels. So they're not disagreeing necessarily with the first set of Eidim. The Gemara Din, in order to be Eidim Zomim, you need the Gemara Din to be on your behalf. And that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that the basic capacity is the same Gemara Din, Alpi, is the first set of Eidim. But it's not there.
It's
the Alpi of the Eidim Zomim.
It has to be the Gemara Din, but not yet carrying it out.
Right. That's the Gemara Din without the punishment, without the onish. So how do the Gemara Din here could have been done, or could be equally the result of the first Eidim's testimony as well as the second Eidim's testimony. So because of that, it's not the second Eidim that are really disagreeing with the first set of Eidim that caused the Psach Din. Right? It's the fact that they agree with the first set of Eidim, which is what causes the Gemara Din here. They're agreeing with the first set of Eidim. They're saying there should be a free Eved, and it should be at least the shame worth of compensation here. And because they're agreeing with the first set of Eidim, we pass them the Din based on the minimum of what's between the two sets of Eidim. So they're actually agreeing, not disagreeing with the first set of Eidim. We're passing the Din based on what they agree, not bad on what they disagree. So that's what the Gemara says here. So that's what he says. Elay Mabarisha, Resha Mikam, Kakshem, Yitzi'ai. That second set of Eidim, are they really disagreeing with the first set of Eidim? Kaven, below Mizame, had they not been made into Zomimim, Saduta Kavatayu Kakaima. At least the amount of what they said would have been passed in the law according to the first set of Eidim. The din of kavatayu paskinan, right? Because the din, right, goes according to them. The yesh bechal matayim ono, because what they said is at least what the first set of Eidim said. So had they not been made mezimim, right? We still would have passed an alacha that they were based on the amount they agreed with the first set of Eidim, not what they disagreed with them. Hilka kamayhu to mikach hashem mitzayim, lo mikach hashem mitzayim. Who is disagreeing here? The first set of Eidim, not the second set of Eidim. Because when the second set of Eidim come and testify, listen, he's a free man, and you owe him a shame, right, then they're not disagreeing with anything the first set of Eidim said. They're saying, free man, plus at least 100 shekel. The first set of Eidim said, wait a minute, no, we disagree with you. In the real sense, they disagree. They say, no, he's a free man, but you owe him more than 100 shekel, you owe him 200 shekel. That incremental amount of 100 shekel is really the first Eidim's testimony, not the second set of Eidim. My Rova, Sovereign Midrash of Shlosh Kitot, said, the Dayakim said, Rabbi says, since the first case on the Gemara here was three sets of Eidim, so too the Sefer is a case of three sets of Eidim. And he learned his halacha or his principle out of the second, or out of the Sefer of the Gemara. Why do you need three sets of Eidim? Keep going. What's the case? At the Beit Rei, Bahamre, two people, two Eidim go along and say, he fill a chain over to see they know. Not that it's tooth, and then it's that. Upatkinu lezina pumayu. And they fasten the zin according to them. And then two new Eidim come along, this middle set of Eidim come along and say, no, it was the other way around. What? They know, they knocked out his, he blinded him, and then he knocked out his tooth. They're disagreeing, right, with the first set of Eidim. Why? Because they're trying to increase the amount he must pay here. Right? Because in this case, then they're reducing, they're reducing the amount that the Eved is entitled to collect over here. Benimsu Zomamim. Now they become Eidim Zomamim. Kamai Nishalmim Dmei Ayin Lerav.
Benimsu Zomamim Kamai.
Right, I'm sorry. Benimsu Zomamim Kamai.
First
are found to be Eidim Zomamim. Shalmim Dmei Ayin Lerav. Then they have to pay Dmei Ayin Lerav. Because they were trying to increase the amount, right, that the Adon has to pay to the, right, to the, If you think that a flesh is lots of zama, my Michelle, why are they paying over here? The second said Adam came along and disagreed with them already. He had already had a flesh on their testimony. The case is here that you have a flesh and then hazama. So since you have a flesh and then hazama, right, that's the case. So what does a buyer do now? A buyer on the flesh. Bishlama ratio lo sagulate lo shlosh kitot. That the first case, I agree with you, that the first case, in the case of the ratio, it has to be three kitot. Sharikani, a rab omerkin. Because it says the rab says so. El seifa, lama li shlosh kitot. In the case of the seifa, I can come up with a case without three kitot. Why? Sure, Eben omerkin. Eben, kol duhu, meymar, amar nefalet, nefal kukherut. Because when it comes to an Eben, anything he says, I mean, when we say Eben omerkin, Eben agrees with anything anybody will say, because he wants to go free. No matter if it's to his advantage or to his disadvantage, all his Eben wants is that he goes free. So he couldn't care less if it's an iron or a shane in the second place. He just wants to be a free man. And because of that, right, it's irrelevant what comes first, who came last. So according to Abaye, the first case of a case can be a case. At least could be a case. It doesn't have to be. That's, there's a big post we'll see on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Bet. It says even Abaye can still explain the first case here as a case of two sets of agents. But in Al-Kanami, he says, even according to Yuvav, who says that it's three sets of agents in the ratio, the Seifa does not have to be a case of three sets of agents. It could be a case of two sets of agents. It could be a case of two sets of agents. You have no proof here. Because we don't necessarily have a fasha here. We could just have a hazama. So, he blinded his eye, nipok, be'eno, he fell a sheno, nipok, be'sheno. Right, sima, deno, he fell a sheno, nipok, be'eno, be'sheno. He says, wait a minute here. He knocked out his tooth and his eye. Right, so if a person knocks, if a adult knocks out his eye and his tooth, he goes free. He knocked out his eye, he goes free. Now that he knocked out his tooth and his eye, he certainly should go free, and there shouldn't even be no compensation over here. I'm a rabbi, I left on my cross, that's supposed to say about you. Tachateino, below tachateino, b'sheino. Tachachino, below tachachino, b'sheino. Meaning that it only requires one of these two items to go free. And therefore, it's not, we don't say that when he knocked out his tooth and his eye in one shot, that he's then entitled to go free because of one of both of them together. No, one of them is sufficient to free him, and the other one is going to be chayav for chavala. We also went in a bright. He steals based on two Adim. And then the same two Adim come along and say that he was so bad that he shakli am after. And we find out that these Adim are Zomim and Shaman are at the call. This is our mission. And he paid the entire amount. My love, what's the case? They dwell the name of Chazar, they dwell the Yukha. They first came to Basin and said, this guy stole the animal. Then they come to Basin again and say, this guy was so bad, he shakli the animal. But who's Mala Gneva? Then they have Agent come along and say, hey, Agent come along and say that you were with us on the day that the Gneva. That's not true. But how's the Mahuzma Tzvika? And then they come along and say, no, you couldn't have seen the Tzvika because you were with us. But Agent who's Mala Gneva? The Gabi Tzvika, the Lulu Hashin. Then once they became Agent Zomim, the Gabi, the Gneva, rather the theft, then what's their status regarding the Tzvika? They're automatically Mukhash. Because if he never stole it, how is he shechting someone else's animal? Right, then it's clear that their testimony of the Shechita is untrue. And therefore they are Mukhash, based on the Eidim Zomim, the Eidim that come in from Mezim, them about the Gneva, they're also being Machish them to Gabi Tzvichah. Vikdayim Shalom and Lohat HaKol, and nevertheless we're Machayim them for the entire amount. V'yitzak adapta al-Kosha la-Tzvichah Tazamahi, at-Tzvichah ma'ay, I'm Shalom. Right, if that's the case, then they should only have to take Kefel, and not Arba V'Kamisha, because when it came to the Tzvicha, they're already Mukhash. And the last Shemina, Afasha Tzchilat HaZamahi. It must be that Afasha Tzchilat HaZamahi. Where it says, Imre, Hamechamai Tzkinan. No, that doesn't have to be the case. Kigon, Shuzma Tzvicha Tzchila. The case where they made them into Eidim Zomimim on the Tzvicha first. And once they made them into Eidim Zomim on the Tzvicha first, then they're chayav two or three times, and then afterwards when they make them into zomimim on the neva, they have to pay the additional kesa, and that's why they're paying a kol, because they were never mukhash. They're never going to be mukhash. Each set of hazama was about an independent case that doesn't impact the other case. Because they were wrong about the tzvicha, doesn't mean they're wrong about the neva, right? It just means that they're wrong about the tzvicha. Right? Says, look the edim to kushu the sub who's moved, Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar, that same machlokes is seen in Bayin Rova about whether hakosha is Tchilat HaZama or not, is also the same makhlok as Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar have. Chadamar Neragim, Chadamar Neragim. Whether you can have Eidim Zomim after HaKosha, is makhlok as Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, the same makhlok as the Bayin Rav have. Let's conclude that Rabbi Lazar is the one who says like Abaye that you, once you have a kosh, you can't have a zama. Damar Rabbi Lazar, Eidim shofukushu benefesh lokim. That Eidim that were disagreement, there's a kosha, meaning that there's a contradiction between Eidim, they get malchus. Rabbi Lazar, who damar ne'eragim. If you think that Rabbi Lazar is the one who says ne'eragim, am I lokim? Then why do they get malchus over here? Habalei lach, shmitan, nazarat mitas beisim. It's a lav that leads into an onesh that is misa. We have a principle, a general principle, that the lavim in the Torah, the only time you get malchus for a lav, if the lav is the only thing that you violate. But if you violate the lav, and then the Torah gives an explicit onesh, which is that a misa is bezid, then for that lav becomes an azhara. It's a warning about the punishment you're going to get of death. But you don't give malchus for that lav, for that warning. So over here, if we're willing to give these Eidim Zomimim that are found out to be Zomimim afterwards, right, if we give them Malchus, right, that indicates or shows you that their final punishment is not going to be what? It's not going to be Misa. If their final punishment was going to be Misa, we wouldn't give them Malchus for violating, right, Lo Taneh B'Reach HaYichakar, right, that you can't, right, we wouldn't give them Malchus for lying. Right, because if you won't give them malchus for lying, if we're willing to give them malchus for lying, then when they become even dominim, they're going to have to what? They're going to have to be killed, and that's a lav shnita nazarit mitzvah beisin. A lav shvina Rabbi Lazar, who that Rabbi Lazar is one of the opinion. Damar in there, Rabbi Yisayim. So I said, Lokin, why should they get malchus over here? Trey with Trey minhu. There are two sets of agents. Just because you have two sets of agents contradicting each other. Or why should these Eidim all the time be considered liars, and then you have to get Malchus? Why are you relying on one set meaning and not the other set meaning? When it comes to Eidim Zomimim, that's a Chiddush HaTorah. That says when you say Imanu Eidim, you get punished. But if we have Eidim Mukoshim, one says this was the event, and one says that's the event, how do we know which set is lying? Why do you believe the second set over the first set? The Rabbi, the Baharul Zeraglav. The case where the supposed murder victim shows up in Vegas. So we know they lied for sure. Since we know they lied for sure, right, and they're the ones who are contradicted, we give them malchus, because they definitely lied. So we give them malchus for lying. We give them malchus for lying. That can only be in a case, what? Where you believe that now they cannot come to be killed. How is it possible they cannot come to be killed? That means that even if Eidim Zomimim, Eidim that are Mezim them show up later, they will not be killed. Why? Because right, they were never, right, they were never going to get to the punishment of Misa. Since they're never going to get to punish Misa, we give them Malchus right away. But if there was a possibility that they could get to the punishment of Misa, if Eidim, their Mezim, them show up, then we couldn't give them Malchus now, because there could be a possibility that if they laugh, that will end up in a Misa basin. So this over here, what are you talking about? The principle of Rashat has nothing to do with whether they get the Onesh Misa or don't get the Onesh Misa. A lav Shemitah and Lazarus Misa's basin means, this is a lav that is an azhara warning for something that has an onesh of Misa's basin. It's irrelevant whether you get the onesh Misa's basin or not. Right? The only thing that's relevant is whether you could get a onesh Misa's basin. So if that's the case, over here, this is a lav, shnita nazarat Misa's basin. It doesn't matter whether you do in the end up with Misa or don't end up with Misa. That is a sidebar to the whole show here. The point is that Lotan Echorei Shukr is a lav that Nisan Azar's Basin, because you could have Eidim Zomimim later on, and they would be entitled to Nisan's Basin. If that's the case, this is lav and Nisan Azar's Basin. So why do we hear we all of a sudden saying, oh, it depends. If you could get Misa, then it's a lav Nisan Azar's Basin. If you can't get Misa, then it's lav Shilon Nisan Azar's Basin. You know, I've never had such a differentiation in that. So Tosfos says in Ochanami, and the rest of Shas, that is the case. The rest of Shas is irrelevant whether you get the Onish or not. This will be classified as a lav anitam lazar mitzvah basin. Then why, by Eidim Zomimim, do we say it's different? Why do we say by Eidim Zomimim that you'll get mouth, whether you get the mitzvah or not, determines whether this lav is anitam lazar mitzvah basin or not? So Tosfos says, because there's something unique about Eidim. What is that? So Teretz 3, the shining lav below Taneh. The Galibay Kwad Lucky. The pasuk simply says that you get Malchus there because it says right after Lo Taneh Rafa Yishak, it says Baya in Bien Hakol Tarasha. And the pasuk by Eidim Zomim says that if the person is Chayav Malchus. So we see that the Torah specifically gave the punishment of Malchus by Eidim Zomim. So that, we have other cases, like when you want to make them into a Ben Gush of a Chalutza, cases where you can't give the punishment that they deserve, you get Malkus automatically as they deserve them. That is the punishment. So we see that there's a special punishment of Malkus that applies by Yidin Zomimim. And since there's a special punishment of Malkus that goes by Yidin Zomimim, then we don't automatically say it's a Lava Nita on the Terrace Misa's basis. We have to look, does it end up in Misa, or does it not end up in Misa? If it can end up in Misa, then it becomes a Lava Shnita on the Terrace Misa's. But if it's not going to end up in Misa, then there's this law, a special law that has specific application of Malkus by Eidim Zomimim, right, independent, or not independent, but independent of a general principle that is a law to be done on the Terrace Misa's. Right now, new Mishnah.
So according to this, Rabbi Yochanan would say that there is Hazama.
There is Hazama after Al-Fasha, and he holds like Rabba. That Al-Fasha can lead into Hazama, and he holds like Rabba. Exactly. The next mishnah, he stole with two edim, but then he was koveach or mocher with one edim. Or a piyatmo, or based on his own type of money. Mishalem tashlumei kefel, v'enu mishalem tashlumei davehe. Only have to pay kefel, because that's what their witness is about. Davehe doesn't have to pay, because either one aid is not sufficient to be mechayevim, or because when he admits to it, it's a knas. When he admits to a knas, he doesn't have to pay that knas. Gonav v'tavach v'shabbos, if he stole and then was soveach on Shabbos, gonav v'tavach l'bar hazarah, or he was gonav and he was soveach l'bar hazarah, gonav v'shel aviv u'meit aviv, he steals his father's item, and then his father died, so he's already inheriting it, and then he shniachs it, u'machar, or he sold it, gonav v'yizlish, he stole it, and then he was makdish it, v'achar tavach u'machar, and then he was soveach l'mechar, v'shalim v'shalim v'kefel. In all these cases, he paid v'shalim v'kefel, v'enu v'shalim v'hei, he has to pay four or five times. Why? In all these cases, one is by Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, it accumulates Rav Amina, meaning that once he's Soveyach, and he's violating Shabbos, and Soveyach, and he is Oved Avodah Zarah, he's making Avodah Zarah, he's Chai Misa for that. So the case failed, the name that took place before it. That is that moment he's Chai for. But when it comes to the remaining two or three times, then he can't be Mechayim from because he's Chai Misa because of Shabbos or because of Avodah Zarah. In the latter cases, when he's Soveyach, he does not Soveyach the original owner of the animal. Because when he's Gonei, right, and then either his father dies, or if he's Gonei, and he's Makdish. In the cases, the ownership has switched. When the ownership is switched, when he shechts it, he's not shechting the original Nignam animal. Therefore, he's not going to be Chayav Dalet Kei. Shem Namer, Kochim Shechayav Barach Chiyutam, Mishalim Dalet Hei, Shein Chayav Barach Chiyutam, Patur. Depends on the status of the animal.
None of it's Makdish.
Right, so that's a good question. The Gemara is going to deal with who's Makdish, which case, and the Gemara is going on Rabbi Shimon, so I'm not going to, I'm not going to go through all the details about Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Alright, Api Eda Chad, Pshita. Of course he doesn't have to pay when there's one Eda Chad. The Imri Hakamashman, Api Atzmo, Dumi Yad Api Echad, that is based on his own testament, like Eda Chad. Ma Api Eda Chad, Ki Ate Eda Chad, Mitzdarif, Behadei, Michayev. Right, just like if you have one Eda. And a second Eda shows up, that they can come together now to be two Edim and be Michayev him, Api Atzmo Nami. According to himself, when he's molded with a knack in his Fatur, Ba'akar Kafiatu Edim, Michayev. If Edim come afterwards, they would be mechayev him. This excludes the position of, or is against the position of Ravuna Marav, which we had before. Dama Ravuna Marav, Mode Miknas, Bakarkabal Aidin, Patur. Person's Mode Miknas. And then Aidin come is Patur. So now, what is our mission suggesting? That Alpiyat Mo is equal to Alpiyat Achad. Just like by Alpiyat Achad, if another Aid shows up, they could be mechayev him. So to Alpiyat Mo, Aidin show up afterwards, they could be mechayev him, even though he's Mode Miknas. So Gufa, the Gemara says, "Amar Rabuna, Amar Rab, Modim Knas, Amar Ba'idim Patur." Eidim Rav Chisda Rabuna. This is a challenge of Rabuna's position, and it's Matzib Rav Meir Gamliel. The case of Gamliel, she simet in Tevi Abdo. He knocked out the eye of Tevi his Eved. Vayatsa Meach Simcha Gedolah. He's very excited about this. Matzul Rabbi Shor Malo Yata Yedesh Tevi Abdi Yatsa LeChirut. You know that my servant Tevi is now free man. Amalo Lama says, "Why?" Amalo, she simet the Eved. No, I blinded him. So all right, knocked out his eye. Amalo Ingrid Rechakum. What you're saying now is irrelevant. Why is it irrelevant what you said over here? Shekvar in lo edim. He has no edim for the fact. Hayesh lo edim chayav. Right? What is he saying? Because he has no edim that you knocked his eye out. Why do we know that you knocked his eye out? Because you told us. That's modeh b'knas. And modeh b'knas is patur. So your evidence is not really free. But what was the implications from the statement of Rabbi Yeshua? The implications from the very statement of Rabbi Yeshua is, had Aidan come along, you would have been chayav to free him, even though Rabbi Gamliel is admitting that he knocked out his eye. So it's Modeh Miknas, it should have been Patur, and nevertheless, when Aidan come afterwards, you'd be chayav. Hayesh lo edim chayav. Shminina manna, we can learn from this, Modeh Miknas, rachat kabal edim chayav. The Zamalei, shiny Rabbi Gamliel, the low bisnei basin odin. wait a minute, the case here is what? A case where he did not admit in front of Beis Din. He went to speak to Rabbi Yeshua. When he spoke to Rabbi Yeshua, he was talking, they were friends, talking on the road. That's not called Moda Beknas. Moda Beknas is when you show up in Beis Din. My friend says, Rabbi Yeshua, Beis Din, how about? Wait a minute, Rabbi Yeshua is not just his buddy, he also is a Beis Din. My friend says, Rabbi Beis Din, how about? Wait, just because Rabbi Yeshua is a Beis Din doesn't mean he's always in position as a Beis Din. When he's walking on the street, he's a regular lay person. And when you speak to him on the street, and you admit to him on the street, that's not called Moda Beknas, because he's a lay person. Vatanya, we have another verse that says, Amar lo in the bracha kulum, shor ha-beita. Another verse says that whatever you say now is irrelevant because you already admitted. So if you already admit it and there's nothing in your words, that sounds like even if Adam came afterwards, it would be irrelevant. That sounds like it supports the position of Ravuna Marav. My loss is 90. It's a machlokes kanoim whether Moda Beknas vachakach vayedim is patur, or Moda Beknas vachakach vayedim is chayat, depending on these two lishonos in the story of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. In the first case, Rabbi Gamliel says, I knocked out my servant's eye. Rabbi Yeshua says, he's not free because you have no Adam. But had Adam come, he would have been chayat. That suggests the Moda Beknas, Bakra Bakra Adam is chayat. Then this brisa, another brisa that says, Amit Bakra Kum. That whatever you say is irrelevant, right? Because, Baruch Deisa, you already have Moda Beknas. The suggestion of the second brisa is, even if Adam came afterwards, it'd be irrelevant because you already have Moda Beknas. So, but it sounds like a machlokes tonight. Hana Tana Shamar Kvarin Nukva Idim Mitzvah Moda Beknas Nukva Idim Chayat. The first price that we brought sounds like if your Moda Beknas and then Adim came, you'd be Chayat. The high time, the one we just brought over here, Damar Shvar Odeisa Tzar Moda Beknas Rachobay Idim Patur. I says, look, the Kule Oma Moda Beknas Rachobay Idim Patur. Everybody agrees that Moda Beknas and then Adim came is Patur. But how come it's against? What's my focus between the two prices? High time, Damar Shvar Nukva Idim Tzar Chutz Beis Din Hava. The one who says to us that you have no Adim suggests that he admitted outside of Beis Din. So since he admitted out of Beis Din, that's not really Moda Beknas. Because that's out of Beis Din. And if Adim show up now, he would be Chayav. But Achtan, the second price that the one on our own would hear is Dama Shvaru Deita, says that you've admitted, so far, the Beis Din Amo, the case was actually in Beis Din. If it's in Beis Din, then he's Moda Beknas. Once he's Moda Beknas, Adim are relatives anymore. If Adim come afterwards, he is Patur. Because everybody agrees, Moda Beknas, Achabel Adim. Patur. So the only machlokes between these two brachos is actually where the locus of the case was. Was it located in Beis Din or not? If it was in Beis Din, Moda Beknas, then after Beis Din is Patur. If it's outside of Beis Din, when he's Moda Beknas, it's not really a Mohadah Beknas, because it was outside of Beis Din. And therefore, Beis Din come afterwards, you would be Chayat, not because Moda Beknas, Rachel Beis Din is Chayat, but because there was no Moda Beknas over here. Stop here.